News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
We're talking about this new research coming out today from Aldi, the Mammy and Daddy report about the impact of parenting in Ireland. Jen Hogan, journalist, will be launching this particular survey later on. She's the host of the Mammy and Me podcast. Good morning, Jen.
Good morning, Jonathan.
It shows a generation of parents under pressure by the looks of it.
It absolutely does. I mean, I don't think anybody reading the report is going to be completely shocked, because I think a lot of parents are living this, and the statistics certainly suggest a lot of us are living this and feeling it and feeling that pressure. And I think a lot of the time when we talk about parenthood, you know, it's kind of in a nudge, wink, wink, gosh, you know what it's like, we're all sleep deprived, this is happening. But there are real social, economic and financial impacts being felt by parents across the board. And it's really, you know, it's really great to see it written down, because it kind of, you feel a little bit validated by it, just to know you are not alone in experiencing these things.
Yeah, 47% of parents' mental health has disimproved since they became a parent. That's alarming. Half of the parents out there say that they're in worse nick now than they were before children. Who's putting that pressure on them, do you think?
I think, you know, I think some of it, obviously, we put pressure on ourselves to try and live up to these societal expectations of what it means to be a parent. Women certainly report back in higher numbers of feeling it very difficult to live up to societal expectations. And all these things feed into each other, and that idea of trying to live up to being all things to all people. And dads feeling the pressure as well around careers too. But all of that kind of comes back when we're living in the middle of a cost of living crisis. And we've talked about, you know, the financial impacts of parents, or we speak about it, like the financial impacts of raising children on parents. All of this feeding into this kind of constant pressure that parents are feeling. And then the fact that we have we're really time poor society. That's one of the things I think we struggle with hugely. We probably see off the back of the pandemic that there's a kind of a return to normality. And with that return to normality comes more pressure and comes less time. And when you have so little time for yourself, it just stands to reason that it would have this sort of impact on your mental health. And when you're trying to live up to these unbelievable expectations,
and I'm glad you talked about the expectations, because we were talking about this, myself and Ciara, earlier on about, you know, our grandparents' generation and our parents' generation. They had a lot less. There was significantly fewer state supports in place that are there now. And you look at this and say 65% say their finances have been negatively impacted by becoming a parent. They're ignoring the money and the services they're getting for free, and focusing, I suppose, on the bottom line. But if you have kids, you have to pay for them. That's the bottom line.
You do. But all people don't feel all things equally. And I suppose that's the reality of modern day parenthood. We don't all have the same means. We don't all have the same demands. We don't all have the same support. Yes, you know, we know having children is costly. We do know that. But as expectations have changed, and that we do live in very different times. I know we often harp on and reflect back to the good old days, but, you know, good sometimes moves away a little bit from looking at what was really going on, and people had their own struggles then. Maybe we didn't talk about things so much. Now we're talking about it. And this report shows that parents are saying that they're feeling these pressures. You know, it reveals that these are huge pressures that they are feeling. And whether that is not even necessarily keeping up with the Joneses, but trying to offer children opportunities that perhaps they didn't have, or that perhaps their grandparents didn't have, and looking to have, you know, a quality of life, not necessarily an extravagant quality of life, but in the quality of life where they're not completely struggling mentally, emotionally, financially, and putting that out there. That can only be a good thing, that we are discussing that and calling that out, so that other parents know they're not alone in experiencing this.
Okay. Jen Hogan, who is launching this event later on, the host of the Mammy and Me podcast. Thanks very much for joining us on News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.